Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
Everybody, Rob Weaver and Dave Kalp back here at the Portside Fieldhouse for the second consecutive night. And Dave, tonight we've got our friend from Ansonia into town.
Yeah, we get some visitors from Dark County, and we found out that they took one on the chin last night. Now we have the same record, both teams 3-2, and looking to get on the better half of the win column here tonight. And looks like we're going to have a matchup that, again, looking at these guys warming up and looking at us, size-wise, pretty similar. Both pretty solid ball clubs. We're gonna be missing our point guard tonight, Rob, and that's not gonna be a good thing for the Indians. And he did end up having some issues last night with concussions. And speaking with his dad, he's definitely gonna miss tonight. And we'll see how next week goes.
Talking about Derek Jeudy, of course, he hit his head really hard on the floor last night, had to leave the game, and again is out as a precautionary measure tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, and rightly so.
We'll talk with Coach Jim Melton in a moment here on J Country 101 Radio, 100.9 on the FM dial, right after we pause for this.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back at Fort Site Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio, we have Jim Melton with us, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. First of all, Jim, congratulations on the nice win over Parkway last night. It was a rugged battle all the way, and the kids on both sides were really hustling out there. The kind of game that I like to watch when the kids are working that hard, and you just prevailed in the end.
Yeah, our kids on both sides competed, and, you know, that's a typical MAC game, MAC matchup. And I was, you know, proud of our guys for fighting to the finish line.
And, of course, Dylan Hughes, an outstanding shooter, outstanding player. And I don't know whether he just wore out or whether you wore him out, but we were able to keep him at bay there in the last several minutes, which helped.
Yeah, we changed our coverages on him, and, you know, we had we watched film this morning, and hopefully we've corrected some of our mistakes from last night. That was our intent, to wear him down a little bit with, you know, a division of labor of sorts. But, you know, we're just, you know, fortunate to come out with the win last night.
Well, Derek Jeudy hit his head really hard on the floor. What's the situation with him?
He'll be out tonight. We're going to rest him a little bit, and we'll see where he's at come the first of the week.
Okay, we hope to see him back in the lineup then on Tuesday night against Tri-Village, right here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Again, Jim Melton, our guest, and tonight it's the Ansonia Tigers. They come in 3-2, but they a lot of hype about that team, so they're a pretty good ball club.
Yeah, they're well coached. Their coach does a nice job. They've got a couple senior leaders in Isaac Bargy and Reese Stallman, so the veteran guys coming back, and they're leading their group, and it's going to be a challenge. They're a nice ball club.
How about their, do they press any, or how about that side of it?
They do a little bit, three-quarter, 1-2-2, and they mix it up a little bit, but they're predominantly a man team. But, you know, I'll say that, and then they'll come out and zone us tonight. But
how do you feel about your kids in the pressing department this year?
Well, you know, we showed a little bit of that last night, but with our depth issues and where we're at, you know, nursing, you know, a couple of our guys were, you know, a little thin, so it makes it difficult to play a real high up tempo and press and track meet style of game when you're not very deep.
You certainly don't want to get anybody in foul trouble unless you absolutely unless it just happens. But so Derek's out. Who's going to replace him?
Well, Derek's out. We're going to go with a six-man rotation. We'll dress a couple of JV guys, and we're still nursing Clay Schmitz along. He'll dress tonight. Maybe only be used in an emergency situation, but you know, that would be the only absolute. We're still trying to get him back. He's not 100%.
So right now you're starting five?
Starting five would be we have Owen Judy at the point, Regan Martin on a wing, Cale Ramel on a wing, Dylan Evers, and Brian Benn in the middle.
Okay, Coach. Well, very good luck to you tonight against the Ansonia Tigers. They've had their times when they've had down moments, but they seem to be on the up and up, and watch out for them this evening.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We'll be back in just a moment right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Getting seed in the ground faster with more accuracy and consistency, it starts with your planter. With a variety of sizes and configurations to choose from, there's a Kinsey planter that's right for every field and every planter crop. Innovative planter technology improves speed, accuracy, and consistency and provides convenient transport between fields. Come see the latest Kinsey planters today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Is Christmas about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things. And most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Don't forget, get ready for the darkness here, Dave.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to get my starters down here before they turn the lights out on us.
Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians from Dr. Thomas Banna and all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates, Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Again, Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. Now they're going to turn the lights out here at the Fortside Fieldhouse as they introduce the starting lineup for the Indians. And they've got two foggers on each side of the
the spotlights. I love it.
Yeah. Kind of like what the Colts used to do, except not quite so elaborate.
That's for sure. Regan Martin going to be starting tonight on the wing.
Here comes the next starter for Fort Recovery. Mr. Owen Judy stepping up there.
He's going to be our point guard tonight. He's got his hands full here tonight with their defense, and he's going to have to take care of the ball for us, Rob.
Cale Ramel being introduced now. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor is Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, as well as Union City, Indiana, Bern, Indiana, celebrating their 40th anniversary here in Fort Recovery, Calp Pharmacy. There's Dylan Evers being introduced to the fans in the stands.
He had a nice game last night.
And here comes Brian Benn. And then Clay Smits is definitely going to be playing tonight, so we'll see him fairly early on.
Let's hope we can get him in the lineup here tonight. We're going to need some points from number 22, Cale Ramel, tonight, too. You know, Rob, he's going to have to step up and help out missing Derek, and we're going to find somebody that's going to score some points.
Well, Cale normally would be that guy. He just was off last night. His shooting was very poor.
They played good defense on him, and he didn't get really that many good looks. And tonight, maybe it'll be a little different.
Okay, we're about set to go here from the Fortside Fieldhouse, a non-conference game tonight for the Fort Recovery Indians. Again, Cal Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. You're on FortRecoveryRadio.com and also on WPGW-FM in Portland. And the tap goes out of bounds. It's going to go to
I think it's for recovery. I think the end zone kid tipped it back and hit it so hard he hit it all the way out of bounds.
Yeah.
Let's see what they do, yeah.
So Owen Judy will toss it in here for Fort Recovery in the first quarter as we underway now. Kale Ram on the right side to Owen. Judy will pass on the left over here to Dylan Evers. Back outside to Owen Judy in the center circle. Right side it goes to Regan Martin to Brian Benn. Now on the left, Dylan Evers with it. Owen Judy, top of the key. Right side, Kale Rammel wide open, and he misses it. That's not a good sign. He normally would hit that shot.
And he had a great look right there. There's no doubt about that. And that's the one he'd like to have back. But
yeah, he was
keep
not.
Keep shooting, brother. Keep shooting.
Yeah, absolutely. He was not guarded at all, really. And they just couldn't get it to go down. So Ansonia with the basketball now. There's Isaac Bargy with it. There was a Bargy who coached the Tigers a few years ago. I wonder if that's his son.
Big Tim.
Reese Stallman back out top. Right side to Isaac Bargy. On the left it goes. Over on the wing there is Ian Schmidtmeyer. Out top again. Right side to Reese Stallman. Inside, nice, and he move. Puts it in. Reese Stallman drove in the lane and lays it in. First points of the game go to Ansonia, 2-0. Welcome to all you also listening on pay-per-view TV through the high school network. Right side, Kale Rammel back out top to Dylan Evers. He's open from three, and a sweet touch there.
Banks are open tonight. Three-pointer by Dylan Evers gives the Indians the first lead of the game.
He banked it in from straight on.
Yeah, I knew that was long, but I didn't know it was going to be quite like that.
So 3-2 Indians in the lead here in the early going on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Right side it goes to Isaac Bargy. What you really hate, though, is when one of those kind of shots beats you in the end.
Yeah, no kidding.
Shots no good by Ansonia, by Ethan Hemrick. And Fort Recovery has the ball. Here's Owen Judy on the right, back out top. Kale Rammel. Over on the left it goes to Regan Martin, back out top to Brian Benn.
Thought about that shot,
yeah, didn't he? He was open, but he decided not to take the three. And now Regan Martin has it stolen away, so Brian should have taken the three.
Yep. First turnover of the game for the Indians.
And down and up and in goes Ian Spitmeyer. And that's a 4-3 game, and Fort Recovery lost the ball.
Traveling right there, and that's our first traveling call of the weekend.
Only had one or two turnovers last night.
We had one turnover last night, and two of them already here in the first couple minutes of this game.
That was unbelievable last night. Inside, shots
nice
blocked
block
there by Owen Judy. Missing the shot was Tylus Gasper. So Fort Recovery has the ball. Owen Judy outside over to Dylan Evers. On the left to Regan Martin. Martin dribbling. Brian Benn takes the three this time. No good off the mark. Kale Rammel tried to knock the ball away, but Ansonia comes out with it. Bringing it down is Isaac Bargy. Goes to the corner, passes back out to Reese Stallman. Stallman dribbling the ball. There's two Stallmans on this team. They're brothers. Out top it goes to Ethan Hemrick. Now on the left to Isaac Bargy. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast tonight. We love bringing you the games here on J Country 101 Radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com. And there's a three-point shot. Sweet touch by Ethan Hemrick. 7-3. And Sony with a four-point lead. Owen Judy fires a three. Can't get it to go down. Kale Rammel comes down with the rebound. Out to Owen Judy again. And there is a foul called on Ansonia's Reese Stallman, who tried to reach in and steal the ball away. Reese is the senior of the two brothers. I was talking to him before the game. I said, oh, okay, so you're the senior. You must be the stud then. I said, well, I wouldn't say that. So Fort Recovery gets the ball. Again, Derek Judy out of the lineup tonight due to concussion protocol. Brian Benn over to Dylan Evers on the left side to Regan Martin. Down low to Brian Benn. He puts
nice
it up and in.
Nice assist by Regan Martin.
Way to muscle your way in there, big guy. 7-5. Indians trail by two. And for Brian Benn, that was number his first basket of the night, his second point. Right side, there's Bargy firing and hitting. Three-point shot by Isaac Bargy. Makes it a 10-5 game here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, for handicap medical equipment, depend on Cal Pharmacy at the south edge of Fort Recovery at their Handicap Medical Equipment Center. Many of those handicap medical equipment items will make great Christmas gifts. And here's a steal by Isaac Bargy, and he lays it in for Ansonia. And that gives the Tigers a 12-5 lead. And Coach Jim Melton says, I've seen enough.
Yeah, I got to tell you, we're coming out a little flat here tonight. The Tigers are looking for a victory over an MAC team, no doubt about it.
Timeout. Indians, we'll be back in just a moment.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed intravenous treatment for you or your loved one? Kalp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing intravenous medications that have been compounded sterilely in our clean room. We also coordinate insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, and reporting to the healthcare providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for intravenous home-based treatment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Now, Kalp Pharmacy does a great job of custom medications that require expertise to put them together and to mix them and all that, and they are one of the best around. Fort Recovery with the ball after the timeout. Coach Melton took quite a bit of time talking to the guys, and Cale Rammel just lost it, but they're going to say it went off of Ansonia.
Wow, we might have got a break right there. Looked like he threw it right out of bounds.
Yeah, they said that Peyton Beam touched it, but I don't know.
We'll take her.
Right side to Regan Martin. Regan kind of got into the mix last night with 11 points, and there is a travel call. That's our second travel of the night. Gavin Toby gets called for the travel, who just came in the game. So if he came in, who went out? Dylan Evers went out.
Dylan, yeah.
And Sonia with the ball. They lead 12-5 in the early going here with 2:48 to go in the first quarter as Gavin Toby knocks the ball out of bounds. Owen Judy comes over, gives him a high five.
We just got to settle down. We got to pick up pace a little bit. We're in a zone right now. We're going to be 1-3-1.
Yeah, got a trapping defense going on. We stole the ball. Owen Judy came out with it. Right side to Cale Rammel, back to Owen. Here's Regan Martin. Martin on the left, dribbles to the top of the key, back to Owen Judy. Now here's Gavin Toby. There's Regan Martin, pops a 15-footer. Good! Regan Martin on the 15-footer. That makes it 12-7. Indians back to within 5 points. Ansonia with the basketball. In the middle, it goes to Ethan Hemrick. Now over to Reese Stallman. Now on the left side, that's Ian Spitmeyer with it. And Spitmeyer threw it away. Again, the Indian defense causing that turnover.
Yeah, we switched that up right there, and they're not getting used to that at all. Two turnovers in the first two possessions there of that.
So Gavin Toby tossing the ball in here to Owen Judy. OJ with the basketball, moves to his right, feeds over here to Regan Martin. Now to Gavin Toby, back to Regan. Regan almost pops the three, decides against it, gives it back to Gavin Toby. Now to Brian Benn on the backside of the defense. He turns and fires and lays it in. And Sonia's defense went after the ball, and they moved out of the way, and that left Brian wide open underneath. They missed the interception, so to speak. And Sonia with the basketball. It's now a 12-9 game. Indians back to within three, and Brian Benn knocks it away.
How about that defensive change, Rob?
They tried to get the ball inside, and Brian Benn took it away from them. Gavin Tobey out front, over to Cale Rammel. Back to Tobey. Back to Cale Rammel, now to Owen Judy. Judy gets some instructions from Coach Melton. Center circle, hands it off, Gavin Tobey. Right side, Regan Martin open from three. It does not go. Rebound comes to Ansoni as Isaac Bargy. Bargy dribbling the basketball. Over on the left side it goes. There is Reese Stallman, drives and scores. Reese Stallman drove the left baseline and puts it in. Make it 14-9. Ansoni back to a five-point lead. Owen Judy will hand off to Cale Rammel, and it's knocked away. Cale wants to claim that Isaac Bargy touched it.
But I think he hit it on the side, didn't he? And kind of took a possession and then stepped over the line. So one of those calls you kind of can go both ways.
Yeah. Went the way of Ansonia this time. Ansonia has the ball, still leading by five, 14-9. Over in the left corner it goes to Peyton Beam. Back out top on the right. Down in the right corner to Ethan Hemrick, and we have Fort Recovery just knocking about, the ball away.
Just
but
about got that one. Then he had his foot on the line.
Yeah, had his foot on the in line. Reporting back in is Reese Stallman, and leaving is Peyton Beam. Ansonia 3-2 on the year. Fort Recovery also 3-2. Indians are, most importantly, 2-0 in the conference. Right side, three-point shot, no good. Rebound comes to Cale Rammel. As missing the shot there was Isaac Bargy, and he was pretty open.
Yeah, he was. Oh, that could have been a foul.
As Bargy stole it away, and he lays it in at the other end. Isaac Bargy took it away. There's a three-pointer at the horn. No good by Cale Rammel. And the first quarter comes to an end. Not a happy quarter for Fort Recovery. Not disastrous, but
we're in there. We're in there. But we started out flat and had a good little stretch. But Ansonia turned up the temperature in the last couple minutes.
Ansonia leading 16-9. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget they have their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Calp Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. Calp Pharmacy, Fort Recovery, Bern, Indiana, Union City, Indiana.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Moving on to quarter two, our second quarter sponsor. And by the way, thanks again to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. They have many other products as well. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. And Sonia will have the ball to start the second quarter. Well, our defensive change seemed to help there at the end.
Yeah, we almost had four turnovers on five possessions, and that's what we got to do.
Ansonia with the basketball here. It's loose, picked back up. Right side it goes to Reese Stallman. He goes into the lane, out to Bargy, now on the left corner, or left wing. Driving in, it's up by Schmidtmeier. He missed it. Rebound, and we got a foul on
Gavin, maybe.
Looks like Gavin Tobey. Yep.
Well, the difference in the first quarter, Rob, we had six turnovers. They scored 6 points off of those turnovers, and we trailed by seven.
You're just such a great stat man, I tell you.
I make a lot of it up.
Ian Schmidtmeier over to Bargy. Around the left side it goes to Ethan Hemrick. Back out top. Schmidtmeier on the right. He drives in, lays it up. No good. Blocked by Cale Rammel. And Regan Martin comes down with the ball. He'll bring it down across the timeline. Works his way to the left side. Schmidtmeier guarding him. Back out to Cale Rammel. Rammel comes in, feeds to Gavin Tobey, and Tobey is hacked. called a foul on Bargy, on Isaac Bargy.
It's a wicked swing he took at that block.
Yes. So Gavin Toby, who was perfect at the line last night, 4-for-4, steps up there. Let's see if he can keep the perfect streak going here. We trail by 7. This would cut the lead to 5. First one's in the air, and it is good. That was a little bit on the iffy side. Hit the back of the rim, popped up in the air about 2 feet, and finally fell down in. One more for Gavin. Dribbles the ball, lets it fly, and it is good.
Nice job, Gavin. 6-for-6 in the last 2 nights.
16-11 now. Port Recovery pressing full court here. And they steal the ball from Schmidtmeyer. Owen Judy came out with it. Passes over on the left to Regan Martin. We got a jump ball. Oh, they're going to call a foul. They're going to call Schmidtmeyer for a foul, believe it or not. Yep, they do. I thought that was a jump ball.
Well, they both had a hold of it, and I thought Regan might get called for the foul away. He was trying to yank it out of there. And
I know.
Wasn't the call I was picturing.
So the Indians might have got a break on that. We have the basketball. Owen Judy will toss it in. We would have had the ball, had it been a jump ball, we would have had a ball anyway. Owen Judy looking for a teammate. Goes to Kale Rammel. He'll pop a 15-footer. There's your sweet Kale Rammel shot. It's good. 16-13. Indians cut the gap to 3 points. Right side it goes to Reese Stallman. Stallman in the lane. He'll stop. Back outside it goes. Ethan Hemrick with it now. Isaac Bargy on the left wing. Bargy starts to go to the hole. Tries to pass it off. It's intercepted by Fort Recovery. Dylan Evers came out with the basketball. Here's Regan Martin on the left corner to Gavin Toby. Back out to Owen Judy. And Owen Judy gets his first field goal in the last 2 nights. A three-pointer to tie the game. 16-16.
Great start here for the Tribe in the start of the second quarter.
Timeout. Ansonia, we're tied up on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. 6:11 to go in the half.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver along with Dave Kalp. First half of play, 6:11 to go in the half, and the Indians and Ansonia are starting all over again, 16-16.
Quick 7-0 run here for the Indians to start this quarter and get back into this ballgame. I think we just stepped up our intensity on the defensive end, Rob, the way it seems to me.
This all happened after Coach called timeout, made an adjustment. That's what you get paid the big bucks for, make the adjustments.
That's right.
So Ansonia with the ball. Now they've called timeout to make an adjustment. Again, the Indians are pressing full court here, trapping defense. Ansonia gets it up okay this time. Stallman back outside it goes. The shot's fired up. No good by Ethan Hemrick. Rebound comes to Ansonia. Now with the ball, there's Reese Stallman. Stallman dribbling. Goes left, goes right, goes back left, down the lane, scoops it up and in.
Nice left-handed drive, yeah.
Reese Stallman scoring. That gives him a total of 6 points on the evening. As Fort Recovery has the basketball, now trailing by 2. Right side, Kale Rammel, 3-point shot, does not go. Rebound comes to Ansonia, to Reese Stallman. Stallman in the lane, he'll stop. Pass back on the left side to Isaac Bargy. Bargy dribbling the ball out top. Goes over to Tylus Gasper. Now here's Stallman firing a 15-footer, and he got it. Just right off the free throw line, making it 20-16. He has 8 points on the night now to lead the team in scoring.
And just like the coach said, between him and Bargy, those are the two guys we got to stop, and they're the two leading scorers. He's exactly right.
And, in fact, he's leading both teams in scoring. And Fort Recovery just turned it over
2016 score, and Sonia with a four-point lead. There is a shot up by Stallman again. No good. Rebound comes to Gavin Toby. Toby feeds a pass down to Regan Martin on the right side. Back out top it goes to Owen Judy. Owen right side to Regan Martin. Regan looking for a teammate. Now dribbles off a pick set by Dylan Evers. Passes off to Kale Rammel. Back outside to Regan Martin. Over to Owen Judy on the right. Owen looking. Now goes to the hole. He'll scoop it back out to Kale Rammel. Regan Martin open from three. Boom. Yes!
Nice offensive movement right there.
Regan Martin drains a three. Top of the key.
Good drive by Owen to kick out and then find an open Martin on top for an easy three.
20-19, lead is back to 1 point, and Sonia with the ball and the 1 point lead in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. And Sonia with the ball. Here's Reese Stallman with it. He'll pass over to Isaac Bargy on the left wing. Back outside to Tylus Gasper. Reese Stallman with it again. There's Bargy. Bargy on the right side in the lane. No shot there for Ansonia's Garrett Stallman. Back outside. Here's a drive to the hole by Reese Stallman. He missed it. Rebound is up and in by Tylus Gasper of Ansonia. That makes it a 22-19 lead, and he is fouled on the play. Check out the new endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, built tough with poultry growers in mind and available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, who'd they call that foul on?
That must have been on, I didn't really see it, but I think it might have been Regan Martin. Is that right?
Yeah, I think maybe you're right. So at the line is Tylus Gasper. Puts it up, and he got it. Those were his first points of the night. Three-point play the old-fashioned way. And it's 23-19 now. 3:17 remaining in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Next game for Fort Recovery's boys is on Tuesday night right here against Tri-Village. That'll be a good test. Oops, there's a collision. What? What? Going to call Brian Benn for a foul. What was he looking at?
I don't know.
Man, I think we got the bad end of the stick on that one.
I'm not sure about that one.
23-19, Ansonia with the lead and with the ball. Over on the left side it goes to Peyton Beam. He'll pass on the right side to Ian Schmidtmeyer. Back out top, back on the left. There is Moody with the basketball. He was a star in the JV game. He had 17 points in the first half of play. Shot was no good, and Fort Recovery has the ball. And here's Brian Benn putting it up and no good, and he is fouled in the act of shooting.
Foul by Bargy.
So Isaac Bargy gets called for the foul. Brian Benn, a pretty good free thrower.
Good stroke, yep.
23-19, and now it's 23-20 as he hits the first one. Brian will have one more. This Fort Recovery team's got some pretty decent size, I'll tell you. Brian Benn is 6'6". Kale Rammel's listed at 6'5". Of course, Clay Smits, he's at 6'4".
Dylan Evers, 6'4".
Up and off the back of the rim this time, no good. Score remains 23-20. Indians trail by three, and Ansonia now with the ball. Well, I thought we would see Clay Smith some tonight.
Yeah, me
we
too.
Haven't seen him yet. Here is a drive to the hoop by Owen Judy as the Indians stole the basketball, and Judy lays it in. It's a one-point game, 23-22. Ansonia with the ball on the left side to Ian Schmidtmeyer. He'll pass along the baseline, back out top. Reese Stallman over to Schmidtmeyer. Back to Reese Stallman. Stallman guarded by Owen Judy near the center circle. Passes on the left to Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer dribbling the basketball, back out top. Right side it goes. Here's a shot by Schmidtmeyer. It is no good. Rebound comes down. And there is a travel on Ansonia.
Yeah, he got the rebound, and I think he just got happy feet.
Tuesday's game, we have a complication on Tuesday because the boys and the girls are playing at the same time. So the girls, Fort Recovery Radio, is going to do the girls' game. We have a conflict on the radio station. We cannot put it on the radio on Tuesday night. It will be on the pay-per-view option. Here's Regan Martin going to the hole and putting it in. 24-23. And I know we're working on another opportunity for you folks, too, which we'll be announcing. Possibly another link on FortRecoveryRadio.com's homepage to hear the audio broadcast if you don't want to go to pay-per-view. As in Sony, you just threw it away. Well, they've committed quite a few turnovers since the...
They just evened it up. We both teams have 8 turnovers now so far in the first half. And we've settled down. We had 7, and we've only had 1, I think, this quarter, maybe 2.
And that last basket gave the Indians the lead, 24-23. Dylan Evers on the left side it goes. Regan Martin into Brian Benn. Brian stops. He fires and hits. Brian Benn is excited about that, baby. Gets the layup underneath. 26-23. Indians lead by 3.
He took about 2 guys up with him on that shot, Rob. They were hanging on him, and he just went strong.
He is a brute, that is for sure. Brian eyes the basket, puts it up, and he missed it too short. Off the front of the rim, rebound comes to Reese Stallman for Ansonia. Indians lead by 3 now. Stallman back outside it goes. Second quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Reese Stallman on the right. Dribbles back out top. Now on the wing it goes. Coming in with the basketball there was Ethan Hemrick. Back out to Reese Stallman. Stallman passing over on the left. Ian Schmidtmeyer has it now. Back out top to Hemrick. Over on the right to Ansonia's Garrett Stallman, brother of Reese Stallman. Inside, Reese Stallman, he can't find an opening. Regan Martin went down, but no foul was called. Down to 13 seconds, and Ansonia is going to take the last shot here, at least attempt to do that. Left side, there's Reese Stallman. A 3-pointer's no good. Rebound's tapped around, and Brian Benn saves it to K.O. Rammel. He heaves one down the court. No good, and that's the end of the second quarter of play. Fort Recovery has grabbed the lead at halftime.
Good quarter for the try.
23.
Good quarter.
Yes, it was. We had, what was the?
We were down 7. And we had 9 points at the end of the first quarter, so 15 points for us in that quarter.
Way to go, Indians. So, we're at the end of the first half of play. We'll be back to tell you about the reserve game tonight, which was won by Fort Recovery again. And talk about the halftime scoring here in this one right after we pause for this break. Thanks again to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? See Archway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard, from K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. And don't forget, when it comes to service for your farm equipment, there's no better than what you'll find at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Dave and I will be back with the halftime right after this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery. Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
It's halftime here at Fort Recovery, Portside Fieldhouse on this Saturday night. The Buckeyes escaping today.
Oh, I tell you what, that was a first half that was not very pretty for the Buckeyes, but in the second half, they kind of opened things up and got the running game going and pulled away for the victory. So, Big Ten champs, Ohio State Buckeyes, congratulations.
Absolutely. Unfortunately for Notre Dame.
What was the final there?
Well, I'm looking that up here right now to give you the scoop on that.
Well, I'll tell you what, for the Indians tonight, we've got 6 guys in the scoring column. Led by Regan Martin and Brian Benn, both with 7 points. Owen Judy with 5. Dylan Evers with an early 3. He's got 3 points on the game. Cale Rammel and Gavin Toby each have 2. Nice quarter here for the Indians. They score 17 points in the second quarter and take the lead away from the Anzonia Tigers, who's led by Reese Stauman and Isaac Bargy. Reese Stauman with 8 points, Isaac Bargy with 7. They're both the leading rebounders also for the Anzonia Tigers. Each team's got 8 turnovers in the ball game, and we kind of settled down after the first quarter, Rob. We had at least 6 or 7 turnovers there in the first quarter that led to a lot of points for them, and we took better care of the ball in the second quarter, and hopefully that continues on in the second half.
Hopefully it does. Again, the first quarter score was 16-9, the Tigers leading, and as you say, the Indians outscored them in the second quarter to take a 26-23 lead. I'm not sure we led until we took that 24-23 lead there at the latter part of the second quarter.
We tied it up. Yeah, we tied it up, and then they took the lead again. But we battled in there, and congrats to the Indians so far. Let's see if we can keep it going here in the second half.
Notre Dame crushed by Clemson today. 34-10 was the final score. That may take them out of the national championship running. I don't know.
It's going to be a debate, isn't it?
There will be a debate.
They're going to have to figure that out with Texas A&M in there. And now Clemson with a loss. And be interesting if Florida could beat Alabama, huh? Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, that would be.
That would really throw a wrench in there. But I think Alabama's in no matter what. My top four, I'm going to have to be biased, throw my Buckeyes in there, and Alabama and Clemson, and potentially now, maybe if Notre Dame took that beating like that, you know, they got a, I don't know, they got a good chance being in it, and I think Texas A&M also. So those would be my 5, and somebody's going to have to be the first team out.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow. They're going to make the pairings tomorrow, so we will know sometime. I'm not sure what time that is, but I know it's tomorrow afternoon or evening, so we will have the answer then.
Do you think we'll get to see Smitty come in here, get to see Clay come in the second half? I'm not sure. You know, with us being down in the first quarter, I thought maybe he'd bring him off the bench and see if he can spark the tribe a little bit, and he held to his reins and kept him on the bench, and now we got a little bit of a lead, and maybe we'll just rest him another weekend and get him back on Tuesday, Rob.
Well, I know he would rather wait than take a chance and hurt him, get something, get that injury irritated again.
And in the long run, you know, we got a non-league game tonight. We got a non-league game on Tuesday night, and then we got our Christmas break. And I'm sure Clay wants to play. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure he wants to play, but it might be better for us to have a healthy Clay Schmitz going down the stretch and getting into the first part of the year and getting into the meat of the league, and maybe that's our better move. But we'll find out.
And, of course, again, we're playing without Derek Jeudy tonight due to the concussion protocol. He hit his head very hard on the floor late in the game last night. And still led us in scoring along with Brian Venn last night. So, again, he's a valuable player, but we're still surviving without him tonight. So,
well, we miss a lot of his speed. He's got so much quickness out there on the defensive end, and I have to tell you that the adjustment we made to go to that little trapping zone there forced about four or five turnovers real quick for the Ansonia Tigers and kind of got them out of their rhythm.
Yeah, that was a good move by Coach Melton. No question about that.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I can always point to the one playoff game that the Indians won when Gavin Toby went down and Derek Jeudy came in and replaced him at running back, had a great game with his quickness.
Yeah.
So Derek is a quick guy.
Oh, he's very quick.
We'll be back to tell you about the B-Team win tonight right after this.
Look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy, I have been waiting on it. Honey, I'm going to go out and start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1-800-637-7161. Again, that's 1-800-637-7161.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
In the reserve game tonight, Fort Recovery had trailed at the first quarter 7-5 and trailed at halftime 27-15. But then the Indians cut the gap a little bit down to 35-27, and Ansonia leading after three. Fort Recovery tied it up in the fourth quarter, 41-all, to send it into overtime and then escaped with the win 46-41. Fort Recovery led in that game. Both Landon Post and Caleb Evers had 12 points apiece. And it was 6 points for Ross Pearson, 5 for Alex Dews, 4 for Rex Leverett, 3 points apiece for Wyatt Grover and Reese Guggenbiller, and 1 for Troy Homan. Again, Indians win 46-41. They are 3-3 on the year.
A couple good JV games we saw this weekend here at Home Run.
Yeah. Last two nights, certainly more promising for the JV team, especially when they win both games.
Yep, yeah.
So we're about set for the second half. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor is Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. By the way, I didn't notice as much fog at the beginning of the game like we had last night.
Last night, I think
must
we
have made an adjustment.
I think we had a little over full last night.
Owen Jeudy with the basketball. Back out to Brian Benn as Fort Recovery has the ball to start the third quarter. Right side to Owen Jeudy. He will pass out to K.O. Rammel. Rammel goes left, feeds to Dylan Evers. Evers hands off to Owen Jeudy, and the ball is loose, and turnover Indians to start the second half of play. Owen shaking his head over that one.
Kind of lost his footing.
Here's a three-point shot. Bingo! Up and good by the Ansonia Tigers. Isaac Bargey scoring.
10 points for him tonight on the ball game.
That ties the game up at 26-26. Here's Cale Rammel, a jumper, no good, off the mark. Man, he just can't find the range here.
That one pretty hard. He threw that one up there pretty hard, for sure.
Sonia with the ball. Reese Stallman with it. Passing on the left side. And we got a jump ball called.
Good double team effort right there by Regan Martin to drop down and help on defense and get the jump ball.
Ethan Hemricks was tied up, and so it does go to Ansonia. Pass goes deep to Isaac Bargy. There's Ian Smithmeyer. Right side to Tylus Gasper. Back to Smithmeyer. Now top of the key. Ethan Hemrick. Isaac Bargy on the left. He'll pop the three-point shot. No good. Rebound off of Dylan Evers to Owen Judy. And Owen will pass to Cale Rammel. Not sure that's who he was passing to, but Cale ended up with the ball. Got timeout. Coach Melton wants to talk it over.
Quick timeout here in the third quarter.
Kind of a sluggish start here in the third quarter. 26-26. We're all tied up in the Cooper Farms quarter. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Cow from Cow Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And in December, we're offering up to 15% off seat lift chairs. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Cow Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
They're allowing about 300 fans or so here at the Fortside Fieldhouse at this point in time, which is not too bad. Most of the season ticket holders get to come. Inside to Brian Benn, it's good. Dylan Evers hit him right inside, and Brian went right around his man and lays it in. Makes it 28-26. Indians on top by two. Schmidtmeyer, right side it goes. There's a shot fired up. No good on a three by Ethan Hemrick, and rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Out of the pack comes Cale Rammel. Rammel down the right side, feeds to Brian Benn. On the left to Regan Martin. Back out top to Rammel again. Left wing to Regan Martin. Dylan Evers gets the basketball. Regan Martin gets it back on the wing. Back to Brian Benn, top of the key. Right side to Owen Judy. Back out to Dylan Evers. Back to Judy. Now to Dylan Evers. On the left to K.O. Rammel. Here's Brian Benn. Oh, Brian, you were so open.
I think he's just a little gun-shy after he missed that three.
Inside to Brian Benn. Same play as a moment ago. Dylan Evers to Brian Benn. He went right around his man and laid it in.
That's more of his easier high-percentage shot right there.
30-26. Indians on top by four now. And I think that's the biggest lead of the game for them.
I think so. I see Clay Schmidt's taking his shirt off. He's coming down to the old check-in table.
Good. Look forward to seeing him back in the lineup.
See Smitty a little bit.
He got hurt in the Monroe Central game. Hasn't seen action since. Left side it goes to Ethan Hemrick. Back in the left corner. Here's Reese Stallman up and in.
Nice job by Reese Stallman.
30-28. The lead is back to two now. Fort Recovery with the ball and the lead. Dylan Evers on the left side to Owen Judy. He looks, passes back out top to Brian Benn. Right side it goes to Regan Martin. Around the horn, on the left it goes. There's K.O. Rammel. Back out to Brian Benn. There's the three-point shot.
Nailed
and
it.
He hits it.
Nailed it.
Brian Benn, top of the key, three-pointer. 33-28, and there's your biggest lead now for the Indians at 5 points. In the Cooper Farms third quarter of play. Reese Stallman back out to Ian Schmidtmeyer. Isaac Bargy with it at the free throw line. Back on the left is Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer dribbles in the lane. He'll pass on the right side. There's Reese Stallman way outside again. Over to Schmidtmeyer. He'll go in the lane. Passes off and up and in by Ethan Hemrick. Gives Schmidtmeyer the assist. Hemrick the basket. 33-30. Lead is back to 3 points. Full recovery with the ball. There's Kale Rammel. Corner shot does not go. And a foul's on Owen Judy over the back of Reese Martin.
Yep.
Or Reese Stallman, I should say. So Owen Judy over the back of Reese Stallman, and that's going to give the ball back to Ansonia. And on Owen, that is number two, maybe?
How about that? They pulled pulled Clay back from the scorer's table, so he must have not officially checked in. Brought him back to the bench.
Gavin Toby comes in for Owen Judy. So, it'll be interesting to see. Apparently, Gavin's going to be your point guy. Reese Stallman, right side. He's over to Isaac Bargy. Lost the ball, but got it back. Peyton Beam also in the lineup there for the Ansonia Tigers now. Reese Stallman to Ian Smithmeyer on the left side. Back out to Beam. He'll fire a three and miss. Rebound, Dylan Evers of Fort Recovery. Gavin Toby down low to Brian Benn. Back outside, and it's tipped. No.
Benny was on the line.
Say Brian Benn had stepped on the in line.
10 turnovers now for the Indians tonight.
33-30, 2:21 to go in the third quarter of play. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We're still a little ways away from that, but Coach Melton will be up to talk with us after that. Reese Stallman drives in, and he is fouled before the shot. Who are they going to call that on? Gavin Toby?
Yep.
That is number two on Gavin. Out of bounds will be Reese Stallman underneath. Here comes the inbounds pass to Ian Schmidtmeyer. Over to Isaac Bargy. Top of the key on the left side to Reese Stallman. Back to Schmidtmeyer. Right side to Bargy. Three-point shot. Bingo. Isaac Bargy, a nice three to tie the game. They've had five in a row here. 33-33 on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Check out the Cooper Farms job opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. As there's Brian Benn going inside, he misses the layup, but he is fouled in the act of shooting. So Brian will be at the free throw line with two shots. Free throw is good.
Definitely improving on our free throw shooting than we were last night, Rob.
Here comes Owen Judy back in, and Dylan Evers will go to the bench. Yeah, thank goodness.
No kidding.
It's up and no good. Rebound comes down to Ansonia.
My turn to jinx him, wasn't it?
Reese Stallman will come down across the timeline. He'll pass on the right to Ian Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer at the free throw line. On the left, it's Gavin Toby stealing the ball as they tried to pass on the left wing. And again, Toby came out with it. Here's Regan Martin, right side to Gavin Toby in the corner. Sets on a three. It's no good. Rebound, Owen Judy has it knocked away. Brian Benn grabs it, puts it up.
Got in!
Brian Benn scores, and it will be a three-point opportunity here. Benny will go to the line.
Big workhorse in there doing his job tonight. He's got 17. Scoreboard says 15, but I'm pretty sure he's got 17 points so far in the evening.
You notice how this one official kind of looks like my good friend Greg Lefevre? Just a little bit.
Right here?
Yeah.
Maybe a little.
Maybe a little, yeah. Greg Lefevre's probably in mourning right now with Notre Dame getting their hind ends kicked today. 36-33 is the score with that Brian Benn basket. We'll just keep it right here.
Maybe from the side, Rob.
So Brian Benn will be at the line when we resume action here. We're in the third quarter, brought to you by Cooper Farms. You know, if you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, give them a call at their toll-free number, 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Free throws up, and it is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound comes to Ansonia. 36-33. A minute to go in the third quarter, and it's up and good by Isaac Bargy. He's fouled in the act of shooting. I think it's on Toby. Nope, it's not. It's on Cale Rammel. Cale Rammel picks up only his first, so he is in no problems. Isaac Bargy now has 15 points on the night.
Got a nice game going. Somehow he looks like he's out of control, but he somehow has the control, doesn't he, when he goes into that bucket.
And he got the free throw. He's got a lot of confidence, too, just beaming out of him. And here's Owen Judy trying to pass over in the corner to Cale Rammel, and it's tipped out of bounds by Ansonia, so we will have it down to 48 seconds left to go in the quarter. Tie game again, 36-36. Gavin Toby back outside to Cale Rammel. Here's Regan. Regan Martin backs it up, dribbling the basketball at the center circle. Now out to Owen Judy. Judy looking.
We'll take last shot here, huh?
Yep, we are. Just standing there with the ball down to 25 seconds, and Ansonia is letting us do it. Cale Rammel started to break in, and Owen said, "Hey, come back this way." Now Judy with the ball is being very closely guarded by Spitmeyer on the left to Cale Rammel. Well, that might have been a double dribble. Here's a drive to the hole. No good. Rebound Benny. Brian Benn in.
Look at that guy in there getting them trash buckets.
Brian Benn, a big shot to put us up by two at the end of the third quarter.
Stop that.
Fort Recovery 38 and Sonia 36. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter right after this. Indians lead by two, 38-36.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Bob Weaver, Dave Kalp back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians trying to hang on to win this game.
Interesting, interesting stat right here. Brian Benn had all 12 points in the third quarter for the Indians.
Well, that is interesting. Cale Rammel with the ball over to Owen Judy. He'll drive in, and he throws it away. Tried to hit Clay Smits, who's in the game now for the first time since the Monroe Central game. Injured that left shoulder.
I'll give him a few minutes, see how things go for him.
I was following a game today, a girls' game in Indiana, and the reserve game and the varsity game were both won by the identical scores, the same team winning, and I don't think I've ever seen that.
Is that right?
I think that's kind of unusual.
Yes, it is.
39-32 in both cases. Anyway, back to Fort Recovery here. Ansonia has the ball, trying to find the opening. Reese Stallman back out to Isaac Bargy. Shoot it, Bargy.
We'll let him shoot for Merrill. Nice.
Indians in a zone defense here. Looks like a 3-2. Or 1-2-2. No, it's pretty much 3-2.
It looks 3-2 to me. Yeah.
Kind of spread out pretty wide.
It's kind of what we did in the second quarter. We didn't do that in the third.
38-36. Isaac Bargy over to Reese Stallman, who almost took an extra step there. Back to Isaac Bargy. Reese Stallman with it. And feeds in the free throw line and back outside it goes again. Now goes over to Garrett Stallman, and he still has the ball.
Just
back outside.
Away.
Reese Stallman. He'll drive in the lane, puts it up. Might have been blocked. No good, and Fort Recovery came down with a rebound. Kale Rammel across the timeline. Goes left, feeds to Gavin Toby. Down to Clay Smits. Fires from the baseline, misses the shot. In fact, it went off the side of the rim. And rebound comes to Ansonia. Left side, Ian Schmidtmeyer. Back out top to Reese Stallman. Stallman dribbling the ball. Back to Schmidtmeyer on the left. Back to Stallman on the right. Playing pitch and catch here. And timeout is called by Ansonia. 5:33 to go in this game. Kind of playing a little chess game here.
2.5 minutes, no score here in the fourth quarter.
38-36. 2-point lead for the Indians. We'll be back in just a moment.
For Christmas.
A puppy. Last year I asked for a puppy and got this turkey instead. Here, you can have him back.
Folks, if you get a turkey this holiday season, I hope it's deliciously prepared. Remember to give thanks for the meal, the cook, and the farmer. May you and your family have a blessed holiday season.
This message brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
So we'll resume play here, and Ansonia will have the basketball. They trail by two, 38-36, with 5:33 left in the fourth quarter. Isaac Bargy leads the Tigers with 16, and Reese Stallman has 10. Big Brian Benn with 17 for the Indians. You think he has 19?
I got him for 19.
He's got a lot, one way or the other. He's leading us in scoring.
He's being the workhorse, for sure.
Left side, Isaac Bargy, three-point shot. He got it.
Can't let that kid open, Rom.
He is Mr. Cool. That gives Ansonia the lead at 39-38.
Got a good stroke and a good shot. And like you said, confidence.
Yeah, a lot of confidence. Brian Benn, right side to Owen Judy. Judy will go to Gavin Toby. K.O. Rammel. Rammel goes into the hole, scoops it up, and can't get it to roll down. Rolled off the rim, and rebound comes down to Ansonia, to Ethan Hemrick. Here's a drive by Bargy, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. Isaac Bargy just charged in there and actually ran into three of the Indians, and they call us for the foul. And I think we were moving, probably.
Yeah, I'd say.
Again, the next game is Tuesday night, Tri-Village.
Well, you got a couple minutes, and that was about it. He's back over on the bench.
Free throws up and no good by Isaac Bargy. Here comes Dylan Evers back in, and Gavin Toby will head to the bench. Yeah, coach just wanted to get him in the game at least.
Yep.
Off the back of the rim, no good by Bargy. Missed them both. Regan Martin has the ball now for the Fort Recovery Indians. Down to Brian Benn, back outside. Dylan Evers, the only Fort Recovery in the world right here. Inside to Brian Benn, it's no good. He will be at the line, though, for two shots. I think that's correct, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Just like Jay County is the only Jay County in the country. No other Jay County, believe it or not. Brian Ryan Benn will step up there. It is no good off the back of the rim.
Come on, baby.
Hey, thanks to the Fort Recovery Girl Scouts. They did a really nice job in coordinating the Santa Claus visits this Christmas season to the Santa House at the Village here in Fort Recovery at the Van Trees Park. Got that free throw. 39-39. A lot of Santa visits were canceled this year, so it's nice that you guys were able to have that.
Yep, Santa showed up a couple times, and good for the kids to go see.
Margie with the ball, double teamed,
oh,
and
nice
it's
job.
Intercepted by Gavin Toby,
oh,
and he is fouled in the act of shooting.
Gavin Toby.
Toby anticipated the pass, stole it away, and raced to the basket where he was fouled in the act of shooting.
That was an interception right there. Let's see if we can get somebody else in the scoring column in the second half.
Gavin Toby hit two free throws in the first half. He will have two more here. First one is in the air, and that should tie the game. Nope, it doesn't. It's no good. That was pretty far off, really. Here's the next one for him. This will tie the game, we hope. He lets it fly, and it is no good again. Rebound, Ansonia. Reese Stallman came down with the rebound. Doggone it. He could have used those two.
I should have never said something about our free throw shooting being better tonight.
Ian Schmidtmeyer, right side it goes. That's Peyton Beam over there. Now back out top to Reese Stallman in the lane. Works his way against Gavin Toby. Scoops it up and missed it. Rebound fought for, and Regan Martin comes out with it. Feeds it over to K.L. Rammel. Rammel across the timeline. Now to Gavin Toby. Left corner to Owen Judy. Back outside to Gavin Toby. There's Regan Martin. Timeout. Coach Melton. Fort Recovery calls time with 3:21 left to go in the game. And we have a tie score, 39-39. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Oh, I said a moment ago Gavin was going to tie the game, but actually Brian Benn had already tied it.
Yeah, it was tied.
Brian Benn had tied it a moment ago on that free throw before. So we are tied 39-39. Fourth quarter, 3:21 to go.
Indians scored 13 points so far in the second half, Rob, and there's only one guy. Number 41, Brian Benn, scored them all.
Well, we'll take them, but that's not the ideal situation, is it? Cale Rama will toss it in here. To Owen Judy. Oh, he was close to the timeline.
You're kidding.
Owen will pass on the left side to Cale Rama. Cale dribbling top of the key. Now passes to Owen Judy. Right side to Regan Martin. Back to Owen Judy. Left side, K.L. Rammel. Brian Benn. Regan Martin comes in. Feeds off to Brian Benn. Benn dribbles. Hemmed in. He gets it back outside.
It was about 3 seconds on him right there, wasn't
he
it?
He is close. Brian Benn, top of the key. Right side it goes to Regan Martin. There's Dylan Evers wide
Dylan
open.
Center,
yes!
Baby.
Dylan Evers was wide open, and he canned it. A three-pointer to give the Indians a 42-39 lead. How about that? Right side, Ian Schmidtmeyer fires a three. He can't get it to go down.
It's going
to
be white ball. There you go.
Out of bounds off of Schmidtmeyer, and it goes to Fort Recovery. Dylan Evers will toss it in. Well, there's your second score of the half for you.
Exactly right. He's got two threes tonight on the game. Remember, he opened the game with a bank shot.
Straight on bank shot three. Inside to Brian Benn. He gets another 2 points. And he's fouled again. Brian Benn has been the man here in the second half of play for the Indians.
I'll be honest with you, they have done a great job of finding him when he's got his guy pinned. We find him every time almost.
44-39, Indians lead by 5. Brian Benn with 22 points now, and he misses the free throw. Rebound Reese Stallman. Ansonia with the ball, down by 5. They need to be making something happen here. 2 minutes left to go in the game. Here's a pass into Reese Stallman in the lane. He puts it up and missed it. Rebound comes to K.O. Rammel.
K.O. Rammel, by far, our leading rebounder tonight.
Dylan Evers on the left side to Regan Martin. Back out top to Brian Benn. Benn will go to Owen Judy. Evers on the left to K.O. Rammel. Back to Benn, top of the key. Right side it goes to Regan Martin.
We can be patient here.
Inside, and yep. It was intended for Dylan Evers, and it was deflected, and here's Ian Spitmeyer with it. And
they turned it over.
Actually, I think it went off Fort Recovery.
Really?
It's like it went off the side of Brian Benn, but the official didn't see it, so we'll take it. 1:14 left to go in the game.
Coach. Good job, Coach. Good timeout. Settle his boys down and say, look, hey, we've got a 5-point lead.
Indians leading 44-39. Fort Recovery calls time with 1:14 to go in the game. We'll be back in a moment.
Is Christmas about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things. And most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
All right, here we go with the resumption of play with a minute 14 left. Dylan Evers will toss it in for the Indians.
They're going to be aggressive. They got 2 fouls to give here before we go to the line, so they're going to have to work us over in this full court press.
And almost stolen by Isaac Bargy, and Bargy claims that he knocked it off of K.O. Rammel. Now the officials are discussing it. They say Fort Recovery got the ball. Isaac Bargy says, no, that was the wrong call. And so does his head coach, Devin Lindberg.
Well, I think Isaac Bargy was the one that talked the official into giving it to him. And then he's like, wait a minute.
Fort Recovery with the ball. Full court press for Ansonia. Indians get it down. Ooh, it's stolen away by Bargy. Isaac Bargy swiped it out of our hands. 44-39, Ansonia trailing by 5. Only 49 seconds left. They need to make something happen. There's Bargy on a 3. Couldn't get it to go down. Rebound Brian Benn, and a foul's on Ansonia. And guess what? Brian Benn will go to the free throw line.
Not yet. I think that's only 6. I think we got to get one more foul here, Rob.
No, you're right. It is only 6. So next one will be the 1-1. Into Regan Martin.
That's,
and there's a foul. Isaac Bargy fouling Rammel. Kale will go to the free throw line. Kale has 4 points tonight. He could become the third Indian to score here in the second half.
We need it. He makes a couple here, and I'm feeling confident.
Bounces the basketball, lets it fly, and it's no good. Out of bounds, and actually was saved by Ansonia's Reese Stallman.
Yeah, good job by Reese.
Isaac Bargy back to Stallman, back to Isaac Bargy, fires a three, misses the shot.
He's rushing him now.
Yeah, and I think maybe fatigue also probably setting in here.
He knows they got to score in a hurry, and he's rushing that shot a little bit. Not quite as set like he wasn't earlier.
Indians got the rebound, and they were fouled. So we'll head to the free throw line again. 25 seconds left now. The fat lady's not quite singing yet, but almost.
Just need to make a couple free throws, man.
Dylan Evers at the line. Let's it go, and it is good.
There you go.
Gives him 7 points on the night. He'll have one more. Has 2 3-point baskets, including the three-pointer to open up the game. That was our early lead.
Nice job, Dylan.
Got that one, too. 8 points for Dylan Evers, 46-39. Ansonia with the ball. Here's a long shot, and it's way off the mark there by Ian Schmidmeyer, and Fort Recovery got the rebound, and this game is over.
Another rebound by Kale. Nice job on the boards tonight for the Indians. I got them out-rebounding the Ansonia Tigers almost 2-1 tonight, and I think that goes with our crashing of the boards and just being aggressive.
Stay tuned. We'll have all the scores for you and all the scoring for you, and Coach Melton will be by. Free throw's no good by Kale Rammel. Another missed free throw. Now there's a jump ball called as Brian Benn got his hands on the ball, and I think it was Peyton Beam tying him up. And it goes to Ansonia. This baby's in the bag.
Yeah,
boys.
Pretty good about it. We're up 7 with 11.2 to go.
46-39. Ansonia with the ball. 11 seconds left. Here's Ian Schmidmeyer tossing it in to Reese Stallman. He'll come down. On the way in the lane. He feeds over on the right side. 3-point shot is no good. And that's going to be your game as Dylan Evers grabs a rebound, and it's over. Fort Recovery goes to 4-2 on the year, defeating the Ansonia Tigers 46-39 tonight. Congratulations, Indians. Hard-fought win, though, Dave.
I'll tell you what, we had a great defensive quarter there in the fourth quarter. Held them to a 3-point drop, and hats off to our defense. Great win for the Indians.
Great win indeed. We'll be back with the wrap-up and Coach Melton coming your way in just a moment.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp from Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a golden technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And in December, we're offering up to 15% off seat lift chairs. So let our experienced customer service specialist assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, let's turn it over to Mr. Dave Kalp with a wrap-up of the game. Dave?
Well, I'll tell you what, pretty good game for the Fort Recovery Indians. And a heck of a second half for Brian Benn. I don't know if I've ever seen a game here in the Fortside where we've only really had two scorers in the second half. And mainly Brian Benn. Brian Benn with 15 points in the second half, and the only other 5 points came from Dylan Evers there at the tail end, and he had a three there in the fourth quarter. Benny ends up with 22 points, and I think I got him for 7 rebounds. Dylan Evers, second scorer here with 8 points. Regan Martin with 7. Owen Judy with 5. Kale Rammel and Gavin Toby rounded out with 2 points apiece. I just don't know if I've ever seen that where a kid scores 15 points in the second half and only one other player scores. But hats off to Brian Benn for working his tail off. We had 9 points at the end of the first quarter, 26 at the end of the second quarter. And third quarter, we scored 12 points to make it 38. And then we only had 8 points here in the fourth quarter to round out at 46 points. We ended up with 13 turnovers, which is 12 more than we had last night, Rob. So we were a little more sloppy with the ball, but 13 turnovers isn't bad. I'll take 13 turnovers.
No, it's not really bad.
Not bad at all. And Indians improved to 4-2, like you said. The Antonio Tigers are going to drop to 3-3. They was led by Isaac Bargy, who we could tell is a pretty confident shooter. He ended up with 19 points, followed by Reese Stahman with 10. Interesting stat here is that we held them to 3 points in that fourth quarter. And hats off to our defense on that. They had 16 at the end of the first quarter, and they had a 7-point lead. And then we basically held them to 7 points in the second quarter and got the lead back. They ended up with 13 in the third quarter and to get to 36, and then they finished up with 3 points in the fourth to go to 39. They ended up with 11 turnovers on the game. I had Isaac Bargy and Reese Stahman both with 5 rebounds for the Antonio Tigers. And you know what? They got a pretty good squad right there, and they're gonna end up with a winning record on the end of the year. I have no doubt in that. And we wish them the best too as the season continues.
Absolutely. In the reserve game, that was won by Fort Recovery in overtime. Indians were way behind, trailing by 12 at halftime, 27-15. Cut that margin to 35-27. Ansonia in the lead after three, and then in the fourth quarter, the reserve team kind of did the same thing to the Ansonia reserves as Fort Recovery's varsity did to the Ansonia varsity. They held them to low points in the fourth quarter, only 6 points by Ansonia in the fourth quarter, and that allowed Fort Recovery to tie up the game at 41-41 at the end of regulation, again outscoring Ansonia 14-6 in the last quarter. And then the Indians went on to win 46-41, holding Ansonia scoreless in the overtime period. 3-3 on the year for the Fort Recovery reserve team. They were led by both Caleb Evers and Landon Post with 12 points apiece. 6 points for Ross Pearson, 5 for Alex Dews, 4 for Rex Leverett, 3 points apiece for Reese Guggenbiller and Wyatt Grover. And then chipping in with 1 point was Troy Homan. Did see the return of Clay Smith tonight, although he didn't play much, but he did return, played a few minutes.
Got a couple minutes out of him, and breaking back in.
Absolutely. Still waiting on Coach to come up, and I see he's coming through the door right now. So we'll be back with Coach Melton right here on the postgame show right after this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, Coach Jim Melton of Fort Recovery joins us. And, Coach, you win 46-39, holding the Tigers to only 3 points in that last quarter. So outstanding defense there. And really, maybe the big move was when you called timeout in the first half and changed the defense for the Indians at that point, and that caused Ansonius quite a bit of problems.
Yeah, we made some adjustments defensively. We've got a lot of different packages in our arsenal, and once we recognized how they were hurting us a little bit, we had to make a few changes, and obviously it worked out for us.
And, of course, Brian Benn, his big body, the brute that he is, he was dominating in the second half.
As he should with his size versus 6'1 and under, looked like a Gus Macker team. But you know what? That's not a bad Ansonia group.
No.
Give them some respect. That's a pretty good group.
Yeah, Bargie played especially a really nice game with 19 points for him, and that you knew he would be tough.
Yeah, and then we had to make the adjustments early on because Reese Stallman was kind of hurting us a little bit getting to the rim, so we had to adjust our ball screen coverage there, and then obviously some of the zones that we switched to kind of bothered them a little bit.
Well, and that's what the coaching game is all about, is making adjustments. And, on any one night, you know what they're probably going to do. But one kid gets hot, another kid gets hot. That changes the whole scenario.
Yeah, and, my play card really kind of went out the window with all the, with where we're limited with our personnel and some of the injuries. So, we're not making any excuses. We have enough in there. The guys, next man up, and they stepped up. But it definitely changes the complexion of what I'm capable to do. So, but I'm super proud of the guys. They came in this morning. We had a good, great walkthrough, great mental walkthrough. They got ice baths and got some treatment and got ready for tonight. So hats off to the guys.
So, on a normal situation, when you have walkthroughs like that and it's a really good one, do they usually play really well?
Usually. I really, we're not trying to peak here in December.
Right.
The thing we're trying to gear for is to build, everything in our repertoire so we're ready for a March run. We got our eyes set on the MAC, too. When you walk in our locker room, you look to the left, we've got our goals established. So, we're building right now. So, hopefully we can put it all together come, late February, first of March. Yep.
What is your next MAC game at? It'll be after Christmas.
We are at New Knoxville.
Okay. That'll be a challenge.
Yes. Nice. They've got a really nice player. They got a new coach, new system. We got to go over to the barn. Tough place to play. Turn around, play at Bakken's the next night. So that's a tough weekend.
Again, Jim Melton is our guest, the head coach of Fort Recovery. And once again, Dylan Evers came through with 8 big points for you tonight.
Dylan has proven in practice, our community doesn't get to see what's going on in the practice, but Dylan's earned his stripes, and he's really shown it. And, really all of them have. I mean, they all bring some sort of facet to the table for the team. So we talked about being a band of brothers tonight. That was our motto going into tonight. And, they had each other's backs, and it was really, pleasant for them to come out on top of the W.
Well, congratulations on the win, and Clay Smith did appear tonight a little bit, yeah, so at least you got him back a little bit.
We tried to squeeze him in a little bit. We had him out to the scores table there early on, and then some things started taking place, and I pulled him back, and I wanted to get him in, get him a little taste, and kind of ease him back into it. So, and that probably felt good for Clay to get back out on the floor.
Yeah.
He's eager and he's ready, so we're going to be, pretty smart about it because we're looking at the big picture. So.
Well, we'll see you on Tuesday when you entertain at Tri-Village. Are they pretty tough again?
Tri-Village is a nice squad. And Coach Sagister is back at the helm. So, it's going to be a challenge. And, we welcome it. We accept it. And, we will be ready.
Okay, Coach. Well, hey, thanks much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, says the Indians win tonight 46-39 over the Ansonia Tigers. You want to make a final comment? Okay. So Coach said it was his birthday today?
His
wife's birthday today. Okay. All righty. Well, she's going to be happy. She's going to be a happy camper. Hey, thanks to Dave Kalp for being with us tonight. Again, I'm Rob Weaver, and thanks to our many sponsors you folks heard in the broadcast. We really appreciate that. Thanks to our studio producer, Nate Crispin, back at the studio in Portland, and thanks to Owen Moorman at the studio here at FortRecoveryRadio.com and Neil Spencer. Again, Tuesday night, Tri-Village. Now, again, we will alert you that we're trying to make some adjustments on that, as the girls and the boys both play Tuesday. The girls are at Wapahani. Let's try that again. Wapakoneta. And Fort Recovery Radio will be over at Wapakoneta. We cannot broadcast the game on our radio station. You will be able to hear it on pay-per-view if you can do the pay-per-view. And we're also working on another link that might work out as well on the Fort Recovery Radio homepage. So that's we will have it for you one way or another on Tuesday night, Fort Recovery and Tri-Village. For Dave Kalp, for Coach Melton, I'm Rob Weaver, saying have a very pleasant good night.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.
Coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.